Italy marked a national day of mourning today. Thousands of people came out for a state funeral for six soldiers who were killed last week in a suicide bombing in Afghanistan. It was the country's biggest single loss in a war that is increasingly unpopular in Italy. As NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome, the deaths have added fuel to the debate about Italy's future in Afghanistan.
Mourners gathered at Rome's Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls. Many waved the green, white, and red Italian flag as fellow soldiers carried the coffins into the church. Government and parliamentary deputies, members of the armed forces, and leaders of all the major political parties were on hand for the state funeral. The ceremony was briefly disturbed when an unidentified man rushed to the altar, grabbed the microphone, and chanted, "Peace now." The soldiers' deaths have unleashed an outpouring of emotion in a country where the Afghan mission is increasingly unpopular. A poll taken before the attack showed 55% of Italians oppose the deployment. After the bombing, Umberto Bossi, leader of the Northern League, which is arguably the most influential member of the ruling coalition, called for a speedy pullout.
The problem is that it seems impossible to export democracy. I hope that our boys will be home by Christmas.
Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi insisted Italy will not unilaterally withdraw its 3,000 troops, but he suggested a change in allied strategy.
It's now time to meet with our allies to draft a transition strategy and a program that would help the Karzai government to gradually take responsibility for the country's security and allow the allies to reduce their troop numbers in Afghanistan.
Under both the current center-right government and preceding center-left coalition, Italian public opinion has been told Italian troops went to Afghanistan in 2002 not to fight a war, but on a peacekeeping mission.
This ambiguity has haunted us since then.
Roberto Menotti is a senior research fellow at the Aspen Institute, Italy.
No government here has been ready and able to clearly explain this gray area between peacekeeping, peace enforcement, and combat operations. This has been always left ambiguous, deliberately. I personally believe it's been a very dangerous decision from the beginning to leave it so vague.
Italy is not alone in wondering about its future in Afghanistan. There's a similar debate in Germany, which has more than 4,200 troops deployed. The mission became even more unpopular following a German-ordered airstrike earlier this month in the northern province of Kunduz, in which civilians appear to have died. But Menotti says Germany is also not planning a unilateral pullout.
The idea there, just like in Italy, I think, is that it's a coalition mission. If it changes, it changes because there is a coordinated decision to change the policy, the strategy. The idea is no one right now intends to leave right away, intends to go it alone.
Under their respective constitutions, the mandates of both the Italians and Germans in Afghanistan stipulate that soldiers can open fire only when under attack, as compared to the proactive strategy of British and American soldiers. Menotti believes there's no likelihood Germany and Italy will increase their deployment, but he says the latest deaths on the Afghan battlefield might help convince European public opinion that serious combat operations are part and parcel of a peacekeeping operation.
With the Europeans, the key will be to make sure that they remain involved in the most dangerous elements of the mission, not so much that they provide more troops.
Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.